New year, new me, right? New year, new fucking me, right? Who the fuck am I kidding, man? As much as I want to change, as much as I would have, I still got to live. I'm fucking ugly.
This is for Rachel, you big, fat, white, nasty, smelling, fat bitch. Why you took me off the motherfucking schedule with your trifling, dirty, white, racist ass, you big, fat bitch, oompa lumpa body ass bitch? I'm coming up there and I'm going to beat the fuck out of you, bitch. And don't even call the police today because I'm going to come up there unexpected and wait on your motherfucking ass, bitch. I'm coming to beat the fuck out of you, bitch, because you did that on purpose with your Andre racist white ass. Thin her, bitch. Watch, I'm coming up there to fuck you up, bitch. I'm telling you, watch. I know what kind of car you drive. I'm going to wait on you, and I'm going to beat your ass, bitch, because I'm going to show you not to play with Jasmine Collins' money, bitch.
Hey, what up? It's Killer Mike checking in to NappyAfro.com. Make sure you keep it 100. One sound rap game, bang, bang, bang. One of the jewels on food, and I'm gone. Yeah.
NappyAfro.com.
You are now tuned into the dopest podcast on the Nappy Afro Network. This is the Frocast. I'm your boy King Germ, aka the People's Champ, aka the most electrifying motherfucker in podcasting today, aka the next door neighbor of Danny Tanner, aka LeBron Flames, aka the King of the Lames, aka the illegitimate son of Carl Weathers, aka Germ Cena, aka Pod Strickland, aka Fat Sajak, aka the Brooks Bandit, aka the Mike Jordan of recording, aka Pod Sham God, aka Bill Goldberg in the bedroom, a.k.a. ASAP Stocky, a.k.a. the best there is, the best there was, the best there ever will be, a.k.a. the Podfather, a.k.a. Rowdy Potty Piper, a.k.a. Pod Girly, and my last a.k.a. the grandson of Virgil Tibbs. I will have you know I had to retire the Fat Mahomes because some tweets surfaced of Pat Mahomes supporting George Zimmerman, so you know. It's fuck Pat Mahomes over here. You know, I knew you weren't a real nigga anyway, but, you know. I'm now joined by my lovely co-host, the elegant, the always be shopping, the daunting, the problematic yet well-spoken, Queen Germ. Queen Germ, say what's up to the people.
What's up, people? It's your girl, Queen Germ, a.k.a. Miss Savannah, a.k.a. I'm educated yet ignorant, a.k.a. the queen of QVC, a.k.a. bipolar mom, a.k.a. I hear no one. A.K.A. a lot of crass with a dab of class. A.K.A. my afro is my halo. And my favorite A.K.A. of them all. When I say it with me, people. Your grade is your motherfucking grade. And I'm in the building.
Queen Germs in the building, everybody. Like always, don't forget to like, comment, rate the Frocast on any podcast reader that you use. Don't forget to call our voicemail at 347-201-2572. Leave a voicemail. We'll play it on the show. Don't forget about our Patreon. We can join for as little as a dollar. Get behind the scenes exclusive content. We got another show over there that we do. 12 Hood Minutes. You know what I'm saying? Me and Be Easy. You know, it's only on Patreon. So if you're not on Patreon, you don't get to hear it. And like always, the best way you can help us out is by sharing it, retweeting, reblogging it, putting in your story, telling a friend about the Frocast. We really appreciate it. Spread it. Word of mouth, man. So, Queen Jern, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. I don't think too much craziness happened, so.
Okay, okay.
It's still early.
Still early, okay. Well.
How about yours?
Oh, man. Well, got some news this week. Y'all hearing it here first. I may be stepping down from my head coaching duties at Tom Brown, man.
You don't see.
Yeah, so this week I got a call from one of my buds, and he might be getting a coaching job at a middle school, and I might be taking my... He came to me and was like, hey, if I get this job, I want you to be on my staff. And then I got to thinking, you know what I'm saying, so many people have asked me to... You know, come join them. And I finally found, like, this is the right situation for me. So, if he does get the job, I'm probably, it's a 99% chance I'm going to take it. And so, I'll be leaving Tom Brown. But You know, so hopefully, you know, everything will work out and I take this step up and see if I can coach the bigger boys, see if I really got it. You know, I don't want to be like Steve Spurrier, be out of my league or something like that, but
I think you're ready.
I feel like I can do it. I mean, you know, these kids ain't too much older than the kids I was coaching, so, you know, it's only 2 years, so, you know, maybe three or four. You know how dumb these little young niggas is. But, okay. Yeah, I'm just saying, you know, but, you know, we'll see how that goes. I'll keep y'all updated with it, man. So that's been like the highlight, well, not the highlight, but just news-wise, something out of the ordinary, you know, because Queen Germ is the sunshine of my day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, yeah. Yeah. So, you know, but other than that, man, everything been pretty cool, man. So, let's go ahead and jump into this outline, man. We got a lot to talk about this week and we want to go ahead and get in and not keep y'all for 2 hours like we did last week, allegedly. I don't think it was 2 hours, but Beezy said it was. But, you know, Beezy is a liar. So, you know, so Lonnie Love, you know who she is? Okay, she's in, I don't know what...
On The View or something?
Yeah, she's on The View. And she recently came into the news for her comments. She said that black men aren't faithful because of slavery. Now, first off, Lonnie, we all know black men don't cheat. And for you to go out on, use to abuse your platform and to go on TV to say some slanderous, libelous things like this is really hurting. And but I just want to read into what she said a little bit. So on a recent episode of The Real, Lonnie, she's 48 years old. She spoke out about black men and their dating habits. First of all, Lonnie, you're married to a white man. So what do you know about black men dating habits?
Oh. That's why she might have married a white man.
Oh, okay. The 40-year-old said on air that black men simply don't know how to be faithful and added how she believes it stems all the way back to slavery. She said, I don't speak for the black community, but I do think that a lot of black men, they really don't know how to have true faithful relationships. They think because they have money, they have power, that they can treat women any kind of way. Lonnie, you know you just could have just said men right there. You ain't have to say black men because white men probably even worse. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they making all the money and you ain't making none, guess what? You don't even have a voice. They don't care what you want. The white thing, so many white housewives are out there just hopeless and they look all homely and you see them and they just look all ran down or whatever. Like, that's because their husband, he controls everything. So it's not a black or a white thing. It's a man thing. Most men like that, men that have a lot of money and their women don't have none. Look, come on now. Stop it, Lonnie. So, you know, Adrian tried to cape for her, but, you know, anyway, Twitter went in on Lonnie for this shit, and deservedly so. You know, I'm just going to read a couple tweets. I'm not going to, you know, go too deep in them, but, you know, I don't want to shame the lady Lonnie Love. What do Lonnie Love fat ass know about black love? How do you reduce the entire black love experience to the effects of slavery? So disrespectful to the countless beautiful, successful black love that's resulted in healthy marriages. You went white and now swear it. Just stop. This is from @Darnomi. And just FLYD said, Lonnie Love gets a white boyfriend and goes on national TV bashing black men, talking about they don't know how to be faithful when they have money and power. Ma'am, that shit ain't exclusive to black men. Even if she truly believes that, ain't no damn reason to say that shit on TV. And that's from just FLYD. And then another one. Megan Mahan said, Lonnie Love said all black men cheat due to generational trauma and slavery and broken homes whilst laid up with her oppressor. Ma'am, like, come on now. So first of all, how do you feel about this?
I mean, my biggest thing is the fact that, I mean, when you think about, and it's a lot because as a part of the, you know, African-American black race, culture, whatever, you have to be very careful, and it's hard to do, but you have to be very careful when you own a public platform like that. When you have such a large audience for you to give a blanket statement to a race of people who have been, you know, oppressed and put in certain situations just simply because of what you look like. So now you're going to say we got issues with our families because of slavery, but you didn't care enough about a black man to be with one. And I guess maybe you've been with so many that that's why you decided you can't do black men no more. You got to do white men. But nonetheless, I just find it odd that if you're going to say something, that is going to be that generalized. Mm. Because you saying something about slavery. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you're talking about we're the product of slavery and this, this, and the third. But even in those aspects, if some people don't have examples, I know a lot of people who marry. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people who together. I mean, young people and old people. So it's not like everybody just out here freestyling and everybody just out here, you know, maybe married on paper and playing in the streets. That's not what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. So for you to make that comment, it has no evidence. Like, you have no evidence of that. It's a lot of people. It says, when you Google divorce rates, that's including everybody who's ever been married, who's gotten a divorce. It doesn't, I mean, I'm sure they have some that break it down by race, but it's not no difference as far as if you looking at all of those people as a group, you can't just say something like that. I mean, but then at the same time, you can't take all the pressure off of no good men. Whether they be black or whatever, it's some niggas that's trifling as hell. And so, I mean, like, there's no reason why you could think it's okay for you to have 3 babies in a 12-month time period from 3 different women. Mm. And there are multiple people besides Lil Wayne and celebrities that's doing this. It's like people who, regular-ass niggas who ain't got no money for one baby, they could, in a 12-month time period, done had 3 babies from 3 different people. And you think that somebody wants to deal with that. When they find that out, no, they're not going to deal with you. Because it's foolishness. But, I mean, to me, her saying that is just silly. She wanted to be on somebody's, you know what I'm saying, lips for a little while. To have somebody having this dialogue. But the black men who are doing a great job, continue doing it. But them niggas who sorry as hell, hey, y'all better try to get a friend. And help your friends see that they need to tighten up. Because this type of stuff right here don't do nothing but make people feel like, oh, that's what they have going on in the black community. That's why, I mean, it's a trickle-down effect. If they don't have the whole household, that's why the kids are running wild and committing crimes and not getting educated because they're longing for something that they don't have in their homes and all these other things. So, I mean, it's a big deal, especially when it comes down to how we interact as a group. But to say something like that with no type of base of, you know, some real data, to me, she just said something that she was feeling. It don't seem like it came from no other place, but you were done wrong by a couple of niggas, and now you want to make it seem like it's so many people who not holding on to their household.
Yes.
Because of your encounters with some sorry people.
Okay, well, we're about to learn something on the forecast.
Okay.
I found some statistics. This is from 2016, so, you know, data is probably wrong, and it's probably changed since then because I don't like this. But it was a breakdown of divorce rates by race. Out of the divorce, the most faithful, the ones that stay married race-wise, is the Hispanics. At a whopping, their divorce rate is like 15%.
Okay, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? Then you have Asians, which is around about 25%.
That's surprising.
Hold on. Did I read that right?
I don't know.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. Asians were around 15%. I take that back. Asians were around 15%.
Okay.
Hispanics were around 25%. Blacks were up around 40%, you know what I'm saying? And whites were right above between 35 and 40. See, I know that's why I said that I think the scale is fucked up. But the highest divorce rate belongs to the Native American community. They're almost at 45%. Mm. So,
Native American?
Yeah, why? Like, it ain't too many of y'all. Why are you fucking cheating? Like, you can't cheat on nobody when there ain't up a 12 of y'all motherfuckers. Like, how the fuck is you cheating? Like, you probably kin to these niggas on the reservation. Like, y'all niggas you can't be cheating Native Americans. Like, what the fuck, bro?
You would think.
Native Americans, y'all need to get y'all shit together, man.
That's odd, though.
Y'all can't stay married? Like, but you got, I guess they feel like they got a raw deal. You know, the government stole their land and gave them coffee and sugar and, you know, kill them off. You know what I'm saying? But, hey, you can have a casino on your land. Hey, that makes up for it. We let you have all the cigarettes and bullets and shit, all the, you know, because a reservation is like the Wild Wild West. You know, like, police don't have no jurisdiction on the reservation, so maybe that's the little trade-off they got, but y'all divorce rates are high as fuck.
I mean, and I don't understand, like I said, I don't understand how you get divorced, but I would have been off anyway, because I would have sure put the Asian people all the way down to like 5%.
Well, you know, they don't have no choice in the matter. That's fucked up sometimes.
But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. They must be, I mean, I guess it must be the Asian people that come over here. So
Asian, yeah, it's got to be American. Yeah. Just in,
but even still, I just feel like they always be together.
But you know, Asian people is the Indians and the like Asians. So you know,
yeah, either way, all of them got the same kind of, I mean, like similar customs. Yeah. So it's like, so it's, I like, just felt like they would be together. Like it would be a very low. But if you say 15%, that's,
yeah, you can't divorce. It's like, yo, you die, you divorce. You shame your father, you divorce. You cannot shame the family with a divorce rate.
But so you think that's okay? What she said?
I mean, hell nah. Fuck Lonnie Love, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't, like I said, man, people that, you can't, it's certain things you can't say when you married out, when you married outside your race. Like, it's certain things you just can't, like, some things you just can't do.
Yeah, you got a champion. You no can't chance, method.
Yeah, like, once you step outside your race, and look, if I'm not trying to offend any of our listeners, if any of our listeners are in an interracial relationship, I'm not saying nothing is wrong with your interracial relationship. I'm just saying there's certain things you can't say when you're in an interracial relationship. Like, for instance, a friend of mine, him and his old lady starting up a business. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and they was like, who gonna be doing the cooking? You know what I'm saying? Then she was like, oh, I'm a white girl that season her food. And I'm just like, I would have been like, yo, what? That's like cooning to me. Like, why is you saying that? Like, that's like me being a black person. Like, what? Of course I know how to swim. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not afraid of dogs. Or what? Yes, you know, I'm just saying some obvious shit that black people like. I'm not afraid of heights. You know what I'm saying? Like, black people, I'm not scared to fly. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because, you know, black people are scared, some scary motherfuckers. And so, I just, you know, but it's just certain things you can't say when you're in an interracial relationship.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I ain't got no problem with that, man. Like, you love who you love, man, like I said. But just
know that your black mindful. Card has been suspended or semi.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's under review. It's under review.
I mean, and that's just what it ought to be. Because you can't speak on race things when you not with the race no more.
You be like, you are a black man. I'm not taking away your blackness. You're still a black man. You're still a black woman. It's just that, you know, I don't want to hear, because I saw, you know, the age old, can you be pro-black if you married outside your race?
No.
I mean, pro-black is saying that you love yourself. You love your reflection. So if I'm pro-black and I love black people, and
how do I wake up with the white
person? Yeah, how do I wake up with another race? But I'm supposedly love, like, you know, like, I'm not saying nothing is wrong with that. You can do that, but it's just that I don't want to see you going hard for blackness when you ain't go hard for, like, you don't love black.
No, you
know
can't.
What I'm saying? You know, like, that's all I'm saying. And, you know, and it's always the light skins that go the hardest. And that's the crazy. That's just, it's just something about it. Like, it's just ingrained in them. I say it all the time. But yeah, man, so. No shout out to Lonnie Love, you know what I'm saying? No love over here for Lonnie, man.
I mean,
know.
She just need to tighten up.
Yeah, you talking about black men cheating and shit? Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Stop it. Yeah, have you heard of Prince Harry and Meghan Markle?
Yeah, my favorite couple.
They're your favorite couple?
Yeah.
Well, speaking of interracial couples, we're Meghan and Harry, of course, she's the Duchess of Sussex or something they call her.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they in the royal family and all that stuff. Well, it was announced this week that they will be leaving their royal duties to start their own life free of the monarchy. So is it safe to say that Meghan Markle put that thing on him and got him leaving the royal family? Are you telling me that we got a good pussy alert?
I don't know.
That coochie so good made you walk away from the monarchy?
Hey, apparently. I mean,
she probably put it on him and said, look, nigga, you ain't gonna never be king, bro. Unless something crazy happened. Well, actually, he'll never be king because his daddy is still alive. So once his daddy died, his older brother be the king.
Yeah, and he's got to die. But no, his sons, right?
Then the brother got sons. So yeah,
it's never gonna happen for
you. It's never gonna happen unless, like, something tragically happened and, you know, all of them wiped out at one time. You know what I'm saying? So she probably told him that, whispered in his ear. Told him that, put that snapper on him, and then, you know, now he out there, like, saying wild shit. So, Madame Tussauds took him out, they took him, their little wax figures away from the royal family and all that shit, and, you know, so how do you feel about that? Do you feel like that was a good move for them?
Only time will tell. Because if they, you know what I'm saying, if they get out here and they got a good following of people, I mean, they can come up with something, a kid can get a show, I don't know, something can happen good for them that they can make some
money.
She
already getting, they said she doing voiceovers for some cartoon or something, like,
yeah, so Disney if show or something like that. You already got some dollars coming in and you keep going and people, I mean, like, if they are rooting for you and all of that, doors will be open because at the end of the day, he's still Prince Harry. So it's like,
not anymore.
I mean, I'm saying in the people's eyes, he can be nothing when he go home or if he ever goes back. But to the people who have, you know, seen this thing unfold, I just really feel like they have enough of a following that they'll be able to get something, start something, some business, some, you know, career that they'll have, and people would want to help them. Because, I mean, in today's society, it's so much out there that is negative, hatred. When you see that somebody could care enough about themselves, their family, to say, I will go out on a limb and have nothing, y'all got to work out. Because I left everything for you. So, I mean, ain't nobody got no business doing nothing out the way. Y'all just need to go on and do your little community services and all these things that y'all want to do, outreach, have some babies, have some more babies, and, you know, until you're tired, because...
Would you walk away from it?
No.
You wouldn't have done it?
I don't think so.
You wouldn't have done it. So if I would have been like, listen, I'm really not happy here. I don't like this lifestyle. Like, this is not me. I just want to be regular degular, man. Like, have you ever experienced, like, maybe that's what it was. Like, one day he went somewhere where nobody recognized him. He was like, yo, I really like this shit. Like, being regular and you know, instead of having somebody wipe your ass for you, like, you wipe your own ass. And he was just like, man, that shit was great. I ain't have to wipe I've never wiped my own ass. And I did it for the first time. And, you know. Man, Harry, you pussy whip, my nigga. Like, no, what the fuck?
Hey.
Harry is fucking pussy whip, bro.
I don't think you could call it.
That's ain't nothing else to call it. They ain't been married for like, what, a year or two?
Yeah.
And she got you out to, you didn't relieve your royal duties. Has she had a baby yet?
Yeah, I thought they had a baby.
Oh, they had a baby already? God damn, Harry, you
she went... She wasn't pregnant? I thought that girl was pregnant.
Jesus Christ, Harry, you knocked up and they had a baby. She must have been pregnant when they got married.
No, I don't think so.
Jesus Christ, Harry, Lord, mercy. Daggone.
Yeah, his name is Archie.
Archie? What kind of fucking name is Archie? Well, your daddy named Harry. Your mama named Megan. Your fucking name Archie. Well, I got a cousin and an uncle named Archie.
I was about to say, like, you going in on
this? I mean, them niggas like 50 plus. Like, this nigga ain't two.
That's probably named after somebody that they know.
Yeah, a nigga named Archie. That baby white as fuck, man. God damn, man.
He does look just like a
Jesus man. Crazy. Ooh.
He got no dog here at all.
So, man. So, shout out to Meghan Markle, man. I guess you got that fire snapper. Because you got this man to walk away from years and years of rule. His fam, man, that is...
But they should have known he was going to be the little
renegade. Yeah, man. Anyway. He married a black girl. They was like, what the fuck? You know, Harry is marrying a darkie? They probably was like, yo, what the...
And I'm like, she got nothing but dog hair, because I wouldn't have never guessed that was her mom.
Yeah.
If I wouldn't have seen that lady, I would just like, they had bought that lady from somewhere.
She looked like a default character. She ain't got no, like, melanin, bro. Like, she... Oof. You think she's a pretty girl? Like you said, that's your favorite couple.
I mean, it ain't because of what they look like. It's just...
Why is they your favorite couple?
I just said that, but... Oh, okay. I mean, I like the whole idea of... them being together, the whole, you know, royal thing, when she's, even though they knew it was going to be something that was kind of taboo or whatever, her mama was able to be there with her, you know, it was just a good thing, because to see something like that change what they had in that culture, to see something play out, of course, you know what I'm saying, I'm not like a advocate of the interracial relationships, but at the same time... When it means something for other people.
Queen Journey, one of the racist people I know.
I'm not racist. I'm just saying, like...
He just said I'm not an advocate of mixing other races.
I said of interracial dating, marriages, and relationships. Yeah. But I'm just being real, because it's like, to me... I mean, people say all the time, like, you should marry what... You know, you should be... You know what I'm saying? You should be attracted to something that's kind of, like, similar to you. So, even with all of that, a lot of stuff that's in your culture... I mean, so you're either ashamed or not pleased with whatever you are, whatever you represent. And I can understand you get somewhere, you happen to fall in love with somebody. I guess I could kind of deal. But when it's a lot of people that seek that out. And to me, it's just real weak, because it's like some people just want to be able to say, oh, she got this kind of man. Oh, he got a white girl. Like, you wasn't shit before then. Like... And somebody took a chance on you, they was with you, and so now you feel like now you a conversation piece or the person you with as a conversation piece makes you relevant, it's just not that serious. So, I mean, but with them, I liked it because, like I said, they was breaking the color barrier in their country. And for that to have been an issue, it just seemed like at this day and age, it should not have still been a thing. So that's why when it happened, it was something pleasant.
We just broke the color barrier in our country in 2008.
I mean, for president, I mean, it's stuff that's happening, but I just feel like, you know, I wish them the best.
Yeah, man. So they start a new life in Canada, you know what I'm saying, which is under English rule. So, I mean, I think y'all misjudged that one, you know. But, you know, good luck to the couple, man. This topic, this topic was big last week, and I'm not going to go into the whole Lil Boosie thing, but y'all know the story. Lil Boosie was at a Hawks and Houston Rockets game, and he had on a Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity shirt, you know what I'm saying? And he posted online, he said he was Kappa Fresh, and y'all know how that went down. A lot of Kappas was like, yo, Boosie, he disrespecting, can't be doing that. You know, Boosie fired back ignorantly, like, what? Y'all niggas, you know how Boosie gonna respond. He ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Then, you know, I guess somebody pulled his coat and then he wanted them to teach him to dance. And they was just like, hey, man, you know, we can teach you to dance, but we don't want you throwing the sign up. And, you know, and this started a whole bunch of shit online about people like, well, what about, you know, they showed the lady with the Q-Dog shirt. You know what I'm saying? Then they show, like, you know, other celebrities throwing up the sign that's not in the orgs or whatever. And I wanted to ask you, Queen Germ, since you're a gang, and I want to know, how do you feel about 9 Greeks wearing the letters?
I don't feel it. I think they should be stopped. Ain't no feeling. But they should be feeling somebody damn boots up against their fucking rib cage. Because it's a lot that goes on. If you think, because I saw somebody's stupid ass post saying something about, obviously they don't own the rights, so they are paraphernalia if anybody off the street can buy it.
See, that's it. Okay, I saw that and I was like, yo, why they sell it in the mall then? I'm like, so people can buy it? Like, you can buy it online. You can buy it for
your friends. You can buy it for people. Your family. You can buy it for yourself. But anybody, I mean, and we know we got perpetrators out there, but at the end of the day, what you got to realize is it's a certain level of respect you should give anybody. Because you won't run out here and go to some place where they might have outsourced some police uniforms or anything that's like a uniform of that signifies something.
Yeah.
So if you got so much disrespect for it, why you want to wear it to begin with? Second thing is, okay, he was talking about, you know, they danced to his song Wipe Me Down. So he felt some type of way, but at the same time, I don't even feel like if you saying that you put it on and didn't know what it was, how do you now know that the people danced to your song?
He said he went online and looked it up. He's like, hey, man, they dancing to my song. Every last video is to Wipe Me Down. But, to be fair, the new generation adopted Wipe Me Down. It used to be, it's like Candy.
Yeah, that's that song.
Yeah, it used to be that one or and like Flashlight. All of them. Or Flashlight or something like that.
Because, of course, Wipe Me Down wasn't here when it came out.
It couldn't be
your official song because it's currently... Yeah. What they doing.
So, but I think it's like Candy was there.
It definitely was.
It used to be their song. It is the official song.
And so it's
official, but yeah. And so I just feel like, you know, yeah, you can buy the stuff. I've seen, like, one day I saw a Mexican with like a fucking, I think he had like an AKA jacket on. We was like, what the fuck? And that shit just threw us off because we were just like, yo, look at that motherfucker.
But see, that's another reason why you're not supposed to take paraphernalia to Goodwill. Because now you don't have no control over who buys it.
Well, then you think about it. Like, let's say, for instance, you know, somebody in your family is in the organization. They pass away. You're supposed to try to find
somebody who's in that particular organization and give it away.
Oh, so that's the rules. You find somebody. So why?
Or burn it.
Wow. So dang. Don't donate it.
Yeah, you never don't. You're never supposed to. If you were taught by the right people, that would have never been something you would have been told. Specifically how to discard a paraphernalia.
So if you're in Goodwill and you see some gang shit in there,
you are supposed to buy it and destroy it.
Wow, damn. So let me ask you a question. So you're above the age of pressing somebody, right?
Yeah.
You're above the age. So let's say, for instance, you seen somebody that was claiming to be gang and you knew they weren't gang. How would you handle that situation?
Like, I wouldn't. There's ways to tell. And so when if they prove to me that they are not a part of the organization, I'll just let them live. I mean, it's like it's nothing to do. Like I don't bother people about that.
Would you just like school them like, hey, I wouldn't be doing that, or like, you know, it wasn't Ida Mae Johnson, it was Claire B. Huxtable. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like just so you, for your faking purposes going forward, you know what I'm saying? You might want to know the
science. I mean, it just depends on who it is and how it comes about.
We will start in 1825, not 1936. Okay, mm-hmm. Just so you know.
So we all know that this is made up.
I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah, like, I'm protecting the innocent.
Yeah, man. I don't want to call nobody out. You know what I'm saying? But I feel like this is going to cause, because these young niggas growing up now are ignorant.
Now, undergrad chapters, they definitely trying to put somebody's head out.
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure the undergrads, they pressing hard. Because they young, they full of it. They feel like I got my niggas with me. So, if anybody give me problems, I got backup. But I feel like the young niggas, I'm talking about the non-Greek niggas, they're going to start wearing the shit just because. Because they see what kind of uproar, what kind of attention it got. I feel like they're going to try to make it into where it's stylish.
Mm-hmm. And it's not.
Because I saw some polo pants that had like the Sigma shit on it. Sigma's like, yo, take that shit off of there. They got them to pull the jeans. Like, nah, you can't just, no, this ain't, you're not doing this. And I could just see niggas like, yo, man, I went and copped that Omega 5 shot to go with my Great Fours. Or I went and got the, ooh, them black and gold shits that look good with that. You know what I'm saying? I just, you know, I feel like this generation is going to try that shit because they ignorant. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They feel
it's
like,
gonna end with somebody having to get hurt. Yeah. Because people take it for real. Mm-hmm. Like when I mean, and I don't think that nobody ever should have any kind of violence that come about with this stuff here. Because of course, this is the time of year. It's a lot of hours, and it's 9/9 Founders Day in January. So, you know, there's a lot of all of that going on. And people like wearing paraphernalia. People like all of that. I mean, people love being a part of something. Mm-hmm. And for those people who run around, I mean, it ain't that nobody got to envy you and want to be in blah, blah, blah. But when you know what it represents, when you know that ain't who you are, that's not your organization, then why would you want to continue doing something that you have, people now know, you have been made aware that this is not a thing to do. Mm-hmm. So don't come out here trying to wear other people's paraphernalia, throwing up other people's signs, and thinking that it's cute because it's never going to be cute. I mean, when we got regular people who get put on a perpetrator page or get talked about or get, you know what I'm saying, information gets circulated, why do you think because you're a celebrity it's going to be any different? What you need to do is, since they like your song, since you like their paraphernalia, y'all might need to meet in the middle ground and you become an honorary member. I don't know if that's what they want.
They don't do honorary members with Kappas.
Okay, well.
Kappas don't do honorary, so nope. Can't become honorary.
Well, hey, he might want to try to see if he got a chapter in his area.
What he did was he did offer them to whatever lines or whatever, do they strolling or whatever, and he said the top four get to perform at Boosie Bash and the winner gets $6,000. You know what I'm saying? So I guess
he gonna have the people strolling because he like them that much. He want them to
I guess this was a part of the peace offering. Yeah, like, you know, since he saw that they be doing it to his song, he ain't know, like, it, you know, they be showing him love. But like he said, he admitted that he was wrong. You know, he said somebody pulled my coat, told me, you know what I'm saying, what I was doing. So he apologized, you know what I'm saying. And, you know, and like I said, you know, we was in a group chat talking. And B-Eazy basically was like, what? Y'all niggas crazy. That's Boosie. Boosie ain't going to apologize. And I was just like, bro, man, nigga wrong, bro. Like, you know. And B-Eazy was basically saying, like, all Greek niggas is pussy. And, you know what I'm saying, they wasn't going to do shit. Boosie got murder charges. And he killed two people at least. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, who going to run up on Boosie? We went, and he was like, oh, so y'all saying Greek niggas more gangster than Boosie? I was like, no, nigga, like.
And my thing is, it's not even about
so
that.
So if y'all see B-Eazy, this dude has khakis, a bald head, probably a Boston Red Sox hat on. Press that nigga, bro. Press that nigga. Since he said, if you Greek and you see B-Eazy, press him.
Leave him alone.
You have my blessing. Lift that nigga up off his feet. He only weigh 140 pounds. Let that nigga have it, bro.
I mean, my biggest thing is not even about trying to say who hard, who real, who this, that, and the third, but you got to realize that all it means is if you were able to play at something is that you went to college.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot of niggas who went to college and sold dope, mm-hmm. slung pussy,
yeah.
stole shit.
I know my, one of my
all homeboy, that and graduated.
One of my homeboys so, graduated from college and he doing 20 years in the Fed right now.
Don't think that just because you got a degree means that you square.
Exactly.
Because there's a whole lot of people out here that they about that life.
Yes, sir.
And when it come down to that, especially depending on how you were initiated in, you might really fight somebody about it. Now, some of us older people who are a little seasoned, we ain't really about that life. We come for the service. We going to do what we got to do.
Yeah.
Serve the community and stuff like that and go home. But there's some of them out there that don't mind. So
can you join a fraternity or a sorority or organization, I'll say, and then let's say you drop out, you still in the organization?
You can denounce the organization if you no longer want to be associated with them.
Oh, okay.
But if you are no longer paying your dues and no longer active, you're just not active. But you are forever a member of the organization that you joined.
Wow.
So unless you decide that you no longer want to be.
Oh, so I think some people be flogging. They pay that one time and they just.
A lot of people probably do. I mean, and then the thing is, undergrad people are the worst. Because although, yes, you might go through a little more to get initiated in physically and all of that little mind game type stuff. But it's a lot of people who they cross in undergrad and they don't never pay no more dues. Because you know what I'm saying? You done graduated, you got your letters. Yeah, you have a financial card. And you get a new one every year.
Yeah, I know GQ showed us his one day.
Oh, okay. You know
what I'm saying? Shout out to GQ Blue, man. First of all, very proud of the brother GQ Blue, man. The man is running for council in Louisville. So if any of our listeners in Louisville, if you see the brother GQ Blue, I don't want to put his government name out there because I never know what might come back to bite him in his ass.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
But if you live in Louisville and you see this guy, he looks safe. Vote for him. You know what I'm saying? You know, I'm very proud of the brother. On his way to the White House, GQ will be governor or president one day. I'm putting my money on it. I've said it here. We will have to scrub everything from Nappy Afro of him before it happens. So, you know, it's going to cost him a pretty penny. I'm just going to say that, GQ Blue. I'm just going to be honest with you, man. To do all this work, I'm going to need a couple hundred thousand. You know what I'm saying? So just get ready. Whenever you want. Yeah. When you want to write that check, GQ, just let us know, man. Just to scrub you from, remove you from the site, you know. That's going to be a lot of work. But going back, I'm sorry to interrupt. I just had to say it while I was on my mind. I didn't want to forget, you know. What was we talking about?
We talking about the fact that Lil Bootsy ain't had no business with the capital stuff on.
I mean,
I appreciate it. I'm glad that he decided that he wanted to apologize to the people. And like I say, you have to have respect. Because a lot of people want to say, you know what I'm saying, Greek, non-Greek. Obviously, I wasn't born Greek. So therefore, it's like, you know, I understand you have various feelings when you're not in the organization. And when you become a member, and if you're trying to become a member, a whole lot of things that you learn about, you think about, you know, people may say and get you worked up. But for me, I don't really get worked up. I've been asked all kinds of questions about my choice in sorority. You know what I'm saying? Why did I do it when I did it? You know, and people always want to come for you about different things. And that shows a lot of times their level of ignorance. Because people like to say that you bought friends, and people like to say that you want to be something that you're not. You want to belong to this. You want to belong to that. And it's a lot of stuff that I did, like almost everything I did it before I was even a part of the organization. It just was another platform for me to do the work that I want to do. So it's like some people, they do it to make them, but letters didn't make me because I already had all my major accomplishments before that time came. And so even those people who are using it as a platform to, you know, continue growing in some direction or another, it's not nothing to look down upon because it's people click up to do everything.
Yeah.
Like if you are a mailman, you probably are a member of a mailman's association of something. if you are a teacher, you know what I'm saying? You are part of the teacher's association of something. Mm-hmm. If you are a pharmacist, if you are a doctor, lawyer, whatever, people of like minds like to come together from time to time and do stuff.
Yeah, so if you're in the welfare office, you exactly. Up
you
with
are
a lot
the welfare mamas of America. So whatever the hell it is, your thing is, you it's no need for you to knock somebody else's because they are a little more organized than you are.
You're a criminal. You hang with criminals and exactly. Live in jail with a bunch of criminals. I mean, you know.
That's what you do.
Life is all about cliques. You think about it like that.
So it's like some people are a little more organized than others. But, hey, we all got them. I mean, that's just what it is. You go to church, y'all niggas is a clique, too. So, your AME versus the Baptists, the Missionary Baptists, the AME Zion. So, we all got something that we like. You go to where you want to go. You feel comfortable. And that's just what it is. Just have respect for everybody. Click. Then you good.
Speaking of shirts, speaking of church, we got a new shirt coming to the shop, Jesus Christ Gang.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
I think I like that. That's going to be something I give out for Christmas.
Yeah, Jesus Christ Gang is coming. I mean, where it might drop this week. I'm going to go ahead and tell B-Eazy pull the trick on the Jesus Christ. Yeah. Matter of fact, we're going to call B-Eazy right now.
I'm talking about niggas are going to be getting live tax money next air. Month. We're going to really sell them out.
Live on air, we're going to call B-Eazy and see what.
We got different shirt colors.
I mean, we always change colors on.
Oh, okay, you can do that. Yeah, you're right.
We always can change colors on in the Fro store. Yeah,
you're right.
Oh, man. Call him B-Eazy, y'all. It's classic. B-Eazy.
Why you calling me on this one? You know I hate
that shit. Hey, man, you're live on the Frocast. It's King Germ. Got Queen Germ right here to my right. Got to ask you a question, B-Eazy.
Hold on. What's up, Queen Germ?
What's up? I heard you talking shit about the orgs, but you know I'll deal with you later.
Don't say the name of her org, please. Just call it Gang Gang, just so you know.
I ain't gonna do that.
Okay, I ain't want you. But go ahead.
What's up?
No, okay.
Made him forget what he want to say. Probably.
Okay. Well, I gotta ask you a question, man. Can you please drop the Jesus Christ Gang shirts this week?
Why?
Really?
What's the origin of this again? You said somebody
told me. Short T said that shit, and he said it in a tweet to me, and I was like, yo, that's a new shirt, man. He was like, Jesus Christ Gang over here. I was just like, oh, shit.
Why did he say that?
Because, you know, my last Keeping 100, man, I said black people get Jesus too much credit. And so Short T fired back with, hold on, let me go pull it up. He was just like, hey, Short T got spicy with me, dog. I was like, damn, bro. I was like, damn, Short T, say it with your chest, my nigga. So Short T was like, yo, he's like, you don't want people to give God all the glory? Or you trying to pod this year, huh? And then he was like, I was made in the image of our Father. Jesus is me. Jesus Christ Gang over here. If I'm JCG in good times, I have to be JCG in the bad times. He said, prayer doesn't work without action. I give credit to the Lord and myself. And he said, why no recap of power? He's like, y'all skipped it. TV talk. My bad, Short T, bro. Got you this week, man.
So,
basically, Short T pressed me.
Can I just put on the black shirt or what do you want?
I mean, gotta do black and white, bro. White with black, black on white. And man, can they change the colors? I mean, fuck it. Make it so they can have.
Yeah, they can change.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's it, man. Drop the Jesus.
I hate this shirt, man.
Man, that shit dope, man. Jesus Christ Gang, bro. Hey, look. You think a cross should be on it?
Mm-mm.
No cross. Okay.
No, that's
whack. Yeah, good, man. Jesus Christ Gang.
Listen, the only thing
that
doesn't believe
in
Christianity is me with a cross on it.
Hey, can it be in blood, though? Can, like, the words be in blood?
Now you want to play with the Lord.
Exactly.
Oh, man. But look, man, that's all we wanted to make sure you could drop the shirt this week, man.
No, I'm dropping it. Listen, I mean, this is going to tape on Tuesday night. I'm dropping it right now. I'm putting on one black shirt. Check it out.
All right, man. Appreciate that, man. See, look at that, man.
I sent you, didn't I?
Yeah, you sent me that. That's why, I wouldn't known about it if you didn't send it. Duh.
I want to thank Queen Germ again for just getting this show out the drudges.
Wow.
The show is the number one podcast on that Apple Network.
Wow.
Because it's the only one.
He said the drudges. Jesus.
Well, I thank you. I mean, I've been having fun lately, so. I think Nappy Afro saved my marriage.
Wow. God damn. Look, man, we about to go, bro. Look.
How can Nappy Afro save a marriage?
Wow.
He said it do what? It save you a marriage and do what? Well, you better tighten up. You got four churns, so you get some. That's what they say. So, I mean, if you got all them trophies, I think you're doing a little better than us. We ain't got but two. Somebody lying.
Anyway, I'm sorry. You know, how we talk about Jesus Christ and we wouldn't do that.
Exactly. So easy.
Be easy out. Look, look, it don't matter what conversation you're talking to him with, he's gonna bring it back. Like, hey man, you ever I'll be like, man, what the fuck we were just talking about, nigga? Like, how did we get from my son just learned how to walk, but you know, anyway. Yeah, you know what I mean?
Anyway, hey, can I plug the Patreon show?
Go ahead, man. I mean, you know.
Okay, we have a new show that's only on Patreon called 12 Hood Minutes featuring Kane Germ and Be Easy.
Oh!
I want to change the name 12 Hood Minutes featuring Be Easy and Kane Germ, but we can not.
I mean,
one episode without our
look, man. Look, it don't matter. It don't matter if I'm first on the bill or last. When I leave, the show is over, man. Like it's DMX. I mean, basically, like 98, 99X right now, man. What you talking about, man? I'm over here sweating, got the jog chain on, man. Come on, man. I'm barking over here.
Anyway, but yeah, but cost $1 money to listen to it. It's a great show. Jay Williams, I already said it's a hit. So we basically,
Yeah. Hey, I mean, the price might go up. The price might go up to $2. I ain't gonna front, bro. I mean, matter of fact, like, bro, like, if it keep going, I'm gonna be real. I'm giving y'all niggas like 2 months. In 2 months, if y'all niggas ain't getting on, the price is going up. It's going up. If you ain't behind the $5 wall, you ain't gonna hear that shit at all, bro. I'm just gonna be real, man. So y'all niggas slipping. I mean, we only did one show, but I'm just saying, like, whoo, it can only go up from here, man. Cause we got some real plan. Like, it's gonna be 12 hood minutes. Like, y'all don't get it, bro. Like, watch, shit gonna be nuts.
I'm down.
All right, bro. Well, we out. Well, be easy out. We still got a show to do over here. We already at 45 minutes, and the boss man don't like editing long shows. So. All right, we'll let BZ go, man.
Peace.
All right, y'all. Peace. BZ, everybody. That's all we're going to talk about in Greeks, and because I don't know how we call BZ, and we ain't ask him about getting the... Oh, man, I forgot to ask him about the damn... Basically, what happened was we're having a Greek challenge for BZ. You know what I'm saying? We want BZ to wear some Greek paraphernalia since he think nobody going to press him. We challenge BZ to wear some Greek paraphernalia like every day until somebody press him and let somebody walk up on him and press him, and we're going to see what happens. But I don't think it's going to happen because, like I said, BZ only weigh 145 pounds and I don't want my nigga to get fucked up because then we won't have nobody to damn edit the damn show.
Not that your friend would be gone.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Okay.
My bad. Yeah. Sorry. All right, man. So, you know, we've been serious enough on the show. Time to have some fun. I saw a little meme on online. Wasn't really a meme, it was an image. I can't. Everything is not a meme, people. Stop saying that, man. Okay? Everything is not a meme. Like, if you look up the definition of meme, it ain't what y'all black people doing. That ain't a fucking. Y'all still doing fucking. That's just an image. but, you know, I guess meme then morphed. But saw this little image, and it said, things black people take serious. Okay? One was spades. Now, you know, if you don't know how to play spades, you don't get on the table when it's a big time. Like, if it's only like, you know, you and some friends and you don't know how to play, and you have to make it let known.
You got
to
put your just
you got to like, hey, I'm just playing because y'all needed a fourth person. I don't know how to play. So, you know, hey, if you could give me a refresher real fast and bear with me, then we could play. But if it's somewhere where you want a lot of hands being played, don't get your motherfucking ass on the table. Because, like, it's serious around here. It's serious business around here. Because I'm going to be real with you. No cap, real talk, all that good stuff that y'all niggas say before y'all say some shit on my mama. Me and Queen German bust your ass on the table with some space.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, like, it's no, like, we're not saying that just because a lot of people say that. We're saying that because... We whoop a lot of ass on that fucking table.
We have.
I'm talking about, like, when we go places and they break out the table, if me and her get on the table, we at the table till the party over. Like, that's no bullshit.
None.
We have, like, it's I don't understand what it is, but we tear niggas up. So if any couples out there that think they really be playing these cards, like 12 Cal and Miss 12 Cal, you can catch it. Jay Williams and Miss Jay Williams, you can catch it. Saul Wright, Miss Saul Wright, y'all can catch it. Be Easy and whatever lady, whatever lady you want to bring, y'all can catch it. And whoever else out there in the Fro Nation. Oh, Dr. Abrasive, Miss Dr. Abrasive, Mrs. and Mrs. Wash, Mrs. and Mrs. Disrespectful Motherfucker MJ, K-Law, whatever lot lizard you got. And look, hey, bring them. Listen, we can do this. Open it up. As y'all see, black people, things we take serious. I just went on a fucking 5-minute tirade about some spades. Motherfucking spades. And then look, when you play spades, it's ace high. You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you want to play the jokers, that's fine. I could deal with the big and little jokers. But that's where it stops. That's where it stops. When you start adding all these fucking deuces and shit, making all these wild cards, you're not playing spades no more. That's a fucking diamond. That's the two of spades. That shit low as fuck. How is the two of spades bigger than that motherfucking ace? You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, man? So listen, when you're playing spades, keep it simple, man. All y'all niggas with them, that deuce, and oh my God, all these wild cards. You got like fucking 5 wild cards now. Like, shit. The fucking 2 diamonds. So you got the 2 of diamonds, 2 of spades. So that's 2. The big and little joker. That's 4. So you got 4 wild fucking cards. Mm-hmm. That's ridiculous. No. So yes, we do take spades seriously.
Very. Somebody could get hurt.
The next thing black people take seriously. Our check. We don't fucking play about that.
No.
We don't play about that check. We are checking about our check on, like, we might get paid on Friday.
We making sure that check good on Monday.
Monday, Tuesday, you making sure you looking at it like, ooh, shit. You know what I'm saying? You know what's going on. You done already calculated in your head how much it's supposed to be. You know what I'm saying? Some of y'all people make salary, so you already know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, it's just like, man, like, we don't play about that check. We want our check. We're supposed to get paid on Friday. We want our check on Friday. I remember the days of the paper check. Like, you know, you had to wait. Oh, the checks ain't got here yet. They had to come in the mail or delivered or something like that. You up at your job at 4 o'clock waiting on your check. You know what I'm saying? A little some crazy shit like that. Or they handing you your check. Like, man, we don't play about our check, bro. We want our check, bro.
And I mean, the biggest thing about it is you can't mess my check up.
Don't mess my check up.
And then you can't give me no money today.
Oh.
You done short me $200 or
we'll put it
shit
on the next one. The next one?
No, baby. We got to make an emergency about this here. If I got paid today and I'm short $200, I'm going to need that money when we come back to work.
I need that.
That's at best.
I need that. Come on. Somebody got to come up off that.
Worst case scenario, because somebody going to have to go on a petty cash or some shit for me.
What? I lost a job behind my check. Nigga took $100 out of my check. I was like, hey, man, y'all must have made a mistake. I ain't getting no spiff money. You took $100 out of my check. Oh, okay. We'll get it right on the next check. Next check came. You know what I'm saying? Hey, I'm sitting here seeing y'all write checks all day. So I'm like, why y'all can't write me a check for my $100? Like, shit, I see y'all, like, you can print a check. Like, I've seen y'all do it, so why I can't? So I'm asking about that, and I guess that man has said, if this nigga asked me about this check one more motherfucking time, he gone. And hey, that Friday came, hey, man, I ain't get my extra money. He's like, you know what? Come on, man. He walked me in his office, said, this ain't working out. I'm going to have to let you go. And I was just like, hey, look. just as long as I get my $100, nigga. Like, yo, I just need my money, man. Like, that's all I want, man.
You, buddy.
I'm cool on that being let go, because I was tired of being here 12 hours a day like this. This shit for the fucking birds, my nigga. Like, hell nah. Y'all raping niggas over here. You know? But I see that one of the niggas I started with there, he's now the general, he's the manager now. He running the shit, the service manager.
Okay.
But yeah, I was like, wow. Like, I started with him. Like, I remember, he was old shiesty African, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be real with
you. Don't do that.
Oh, he was. Because he was just like, oh, I think he was lying. I almost, the nigga was saying he was Muslim and shit. So one time I went to Olin's and shit. He said, I got him some food. I guess it was some pork in there and shit. You know what I'm saying? He was trying to eat it a little bit, and he said he got sick instantly. And I don't know if he fell out behind it, but I apologized to him because I was just like, oh, my bad, bro. I ain't know if it was pork in there or not, nigga. Like, you know, fuck.
For one, if you got dietary restrictions, you buy your own food, and you do your own thing when it comes down to eating.
I don't know what she put in it.
Yeah, I ain't cooking.
Yeah.
So how I know?
Yeah, like, so I don't know.
And if you send it by, you should specifically say what you need and don't need. But again, I say, you should be handling your own food when you got all that going on.
But okay, getting back to the list before we going on. Knowing who all over there.
Definitely.
I mean, you know, we just don't want to go somewhere and the vibe fucked up. Like, who over there? Like, who, hey, man, who all over there, man? Like, you say somebody I don't fuck with? Oh, shit.
I can't come.
Yeah, just, I don't want to have no problem. Like, I don't want to be around no fake-ass, fraud-ass nigga. Like, nah, bro. So, yeah, we don't play. Yeah, we take it. Who all over there? Like, you know, you going to eat somewhere, you might be your uncle or something. You don't fuck with him, your auntie or something. Somebody just like, you just don't fuck with him. So, yeah, we want to know who all over there. Something else we did take serious. Not eating everybody cooking. Just can't do it. Can't do it.
Yeah.
Some people just, A, can't cook. House not that clean.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just seen some shit like, no. Like, You grabbing your fucking beard and shit while you cooking and shit. Like, nah, I'm good. Well, like,
you cooking just nasty. Food.
Yeah.
Like, you have a lot of different people over your house.
Your house nasty. Like, nah, we don't eat your cooking. Sorry.
Mm-mm. You can't, water and drinks and paper products.
You drink paper products. You bring the tea from Publix. Canned sodas. All the cans got to be closed. Like, don't bring nothing. Nah, you can't make nothing. Next thing. People taking off running in public. Like, that's just a natural instinct. You see some people running. You like, hey, you just join in. Like, the other day I was riding around campus. I seen these two kids running. I slowed the fuck down. I was like, oh, you know what I'm saying? I'm on a college campus, you know what I'm saying? Niggas went. Yeah, exactly. So then I was like, yo, they was like, oh, you good? I said, no, I was seeing what y'all was running from. Oh, nah, man. You know, I said, you know how we get down, bro? And they just bust out laughing. So, you know, yeah, people taking off running public, you better take heed. We ain't sitting there looking, trying to find out what you're running from. We just like, yo, we'll figure that out later.
Once Johnny Love, now that one might have come from slavery, but I don't think that one you talking about with the people can't do their house right.
What?
I'm saying Lonnie Love talking about stuff that came from slavery. No. I said, I think the running thing, if you see somebody taking off running, you already know it's trouble. So it's something coming from somewhere.
Yeah, so you just better run too. Like, don't walk your way down. They're like,
I'm going
with
y'all.
Let's go. So yeah. Who did the body? That's another thing we take serious. You can't send your people to anybody's funeral home. You know you got them shady funeral homes in your town.
Yeah.
You know the shady funeral homes. You like, man. Do you only go there when you die unexpectedly and you ain't have no insurance?
That's what I was going to say. Your money ain't right.
So you going to that one. But, you know, if you in, you know, so yeah, you don't want anybody just doing the body, man. Because I told you a story about the dude named Wild Man that there was a funeral home back home. The night shift dude was his homeboy and he would let him in there. He would have sex with the corpses. And I said, man, I said I would never, ever, ever go to that funeral home or have anybody in my family sent to that funeral home. But I'm not there, so I ain't got to worry about that. But, yeah.
You getting cremated, so.
Yeah, I'm getting cremated, so it don't matter. You can have sex with my body anyway, man. Fuck it.
Because we going to burn it up.
We going to burn it up anyway, please. But next one, I don't really agree with this. Things black people take serious. Brandy versus Monica. I mean, Monica clearly won. I mean, duh.
Yes.
Who is Brandy?
Don't do that.
Never heard of her.
Don't do that now.
Who is Brandy?
You don't got carried away.
Who is Brandy?
Brandy was on a TV show. She's Ray J's sister.
Oh, she's Ray J's sister.
I'm just saying, I don't know what you want. I mean, she's a singer.
Oh, but Monica's clearly better.
I mean, they all right. I mean, I like both of them, so they've gotten me through a lot of different relationships, so hell, I like them both.
Things black people also take seriously. Stepping on shoes. Don't step on my shoes, bro. First of all, it's disrespectful. Secondly, it's like, yo, nigga, I paid a lot of money for these shoes. Don't step on my shit. Even if I didn't pay a lot of money for my shoes, don't step on my shoes. But I would even say sweeping their fucking feet.
Yeah, that too.
I'm going to say they take that more serious than stepping on their shoes. Like, you sweep a black person's feet, they act like they
lose their fucking mind.
Oh, man, what you did? Oh, man, what, man, what that mean? Me going back to jail. Have you ever been to jail? No, so how can you go back to jail?
Well, we said it would mean that you ain't going to never get married.
See? There you go, another one. You know what I'm saying?
So when we was kids and people be sweeping, I mean, like, them feet come up off the floor. Like, yeah, I don't want no broom come across my foot.
You must have never got your feet swept, girl.
I must not. I ain't got them swept till you. I was just going to say the same thing. Yes. Ain't get swept till I met you.
Yes, yes, yes.
Let's move on, man.
Next is sitting facing the exit door.
Well, you know that's real.
You know that's me. I don't sit with my back. In a restaurant, I just can't do it.
The only time I do is when we together, because otherwise, I'm a person who's looking at the door.
Yeah, because I'm just like, hey, I'm a people watcher. I watch who coming in, who going out. I'm looking around, you know what I'm saying? That's just how
Everybody
I get there.
Everybody on good terms. Everybody's dynamics.
Yes,
everything's good.
I'm watching. I'm seeing the temperature in the room. So, yes, that's something that we take serious. And the last one, clocking out on time. If you have a 7-minute window, you guess what time you get off work then? Whatever time that 7 minutes is. If you supposed to get off at 5 and you know, hey, I can clock out 7 minutes early, I'm clocking out at fucking 4:53. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, then you might clock in, they give you that 7-minute window, I'm clocking out at 7. But people, you got to understand, if you go to work 10 days and you always clock in 7 minutes late, and you clock in 7 minutes and you leave 7 minutes early, you're losing about a fucking hour there. Mm-hmm. That's 10 days. That's seven minutes, 70 minutes. That's a whole fucking hour. So you're losing a whole hour of pay just for that little 7 minutes. Don't take them fucking 7 minutes, guys.
Unless you're getting there early and wasting time so yeah. You can recoup that time that you leave early.
So most jobs won't, you know, if you punch in the clock, they don't let you punch in too early, you know what I'm saying, for abuse reasons, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, hey, yeah, so, wow. We don't play about punching out. Niggas be ready to go at work. Mm-hmm. You, Lilla, hey, yeah, if you get off at 5, like 3 o'clock, you really can't get me to do nothing.
No,
like,
and that's what I'm just going to say, because niggas winding down.
Yeah, yeah, it's like, I'm
they
not.
They go to lunch, they come back, yeah. They might do 2 hours worth of work if you good. After that,
yeah, you shut down. Yeah. It's like 3 to 5, you just like, well.
I'm waiting on time.
Yep, so whatever didn't get done today, we'll get pushed till tomorrow. So, you know, it is what it is. That's just how we is about clocking out. So.
That's what it is.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, I mean, I can't lie with that list. That was a pretty definitive list. The only thing I didn't disagree with, you know, Brandy Monica, nobody really argued. But they could have been Biggie Tupac right there.
A little bit better
you know
than that.
Saying? Yeah, they would say Biggie Tupac, I would have liked it more, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, that's black people serious about that motherfucking Biggie Tupac. I've seen fist fights behind Biggie Tupac arguments. Like, that's just how serious it got. I mean, so, yeah, we serious about that. But yeah, man. So that's all. Hope y'all like that little, you know, thing. I enjoyed it, man. TV talk. Power Bite. Power came back. First episode was like the Andre origin story. Basically, it showed the events leading up to Ghost getting shot. And just show how Andre was moving that day, how he needed money to get away, and he had made all these deals, and he was in jail, and he almost got killed in jail by 2-Bit and Spank. And then 2-Bit ended up getting a phone because Ghost got him a phone, and it was telling him some shit about who was snitching or something like that, somebody was snitching. And then 2-Bit put it together that Spank was the one snitching because Spank got released. And so now his man gone, and he's up in the jail, Spank out on the streets. He making deals to get I think he said Tommy did something. He told on Tommy, so you know I'm pretty sure Spank is gonna get killed. Then you had like Andre basically got killed. Didn't he get killed?
Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't see the
they set him. No, this was the first one. Andre when they set him on fire in the cell. You remember when they put the towel spanking 2-Bit? Mm-hmm. They put the towels on them and they squared them up and they set them on fire and closed them up in the cell.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so Andre's dead. And then on the second episode, it was basically the sister, Angela's sister, Paz. It was just her involvement in that day of the shooting. And basically, you know, she found out, she actually helped the police. He was trying to get Ghost to incriminate himself, but he didn't. But what she did incriminate was Angela, and so she ended up losing the benefits, so she wasn't getting no money from Angela benefits. And then Ghost had left Angela some money, and since she was Angela's in charge, yeah, she was going to get the money, and she said she didn't want his money, and so she walked away from that. Maybe she did take the money. I don't know, because she told her son he was going to be able to go to school, so she did do something. I don't know. What did she do to get that?
I sure missed something.
Yeah, but this was the second episode. You ain't see that. But as far as I feel like, it's only 2 episodes left. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know what's going to happen. I see Tommy disappeared because the sister went there to go kill Tommy or something like that. And he was gone. His house was empty. And then it was like, oh, yeah, they excavated Angela's body to get the phone because she was like, she had proof that Angela was complicit in Ghost's business. Like, I was like, why are you giving up the pension? Like, you stupid. Like, shut your fucking mouth. You're getting a girl pension, your son going to school, your daddy be able to be in the little motherfucking assisted living facility, but you running your fucking mouth and now you losing all of that. You losing all of that.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, like, what would you be benefiting if you did all that? So
that's what I'm saying. Like, I guess her conscience or whatever like that. But that, you's fucking stupid. Like,
the people don't care nothing about you. So clearly, if you go ahead and tell these people all of this stuff, they ain't going to give you nothing anyway. Mm-hmm. So it's like, okay, you done told us this. Now she looks like a bad person.
Yeah.
So she's dead and you don't get nothing.
Mm. She lose her pension. That's fucked up. So you was living off that. So now you just... So she had every reason to kill Ghost, but she didn't do it. You know what I'm saying? And she thought her son did it, but, you know what I'm saying? But he was going to do it, but then she caught him and stopped him. And then, you know, it was just... So basically, next episode, I don't know who's it going to be, who are they going to center it around, but we're going to see. Like I said, we only got 2 episodes left to find out who killed Ghost. So, yeah. You know, like I said, probably, I mean, I guess it's been all right. I'm not going to say it's been terrible. I mean, it's got some terrible acting in the show. Like, I mean, it's some bad acting. I mean, I felt bad for Lorenz Tate because he was just like, man, I'm with some fucking dweebs out here, man.
I mean, because I was just like, in certain areas, in certain aspects, it was just like, I'm trying to figure out, like, where did they find these people? Like, this is a top rated show. So I'm trying to understand, like, how did y'all not expect it to be well? I mean, do well? And you just got some people? Because I could have been on that show.
Yeah.
Like, especially, you know, my love for the ghost man. But I know I just messed it up, right?
Nah,
but nonetheless, like I said, a lot of them people on there just seem like they just out there.
Mm.
And it don't even seem like that. Like, okay, you're supposed to be sad. You don't sound sad. You just talking. And so it's just like, God, sometimes you can't even get into the show because the people ain't doing a good job.
Yeah, it's some horrible. But like when the 2 Bits and Spanky be talking like, what you mean? Tell me you want us to go to the crib? Oh, you just want us to run up in... I mean, I'd be like, bro, man, this is...
You're just doing too much.
This shit nuts, man. So, yeah, man. Power recap, man. Hopefully we get a better show this week. You know what I'm saying? We get to this, see who finally did it. I just got a feeling it's going to be... It's gonna be a letdown. I'm just already preparing for the letdown, and but hopefully I'll be, you know, maybe if I'm preparing for the letdown, if it's actually good, I'll be surprised, man. I'm just holding out hope, man. So that's all for that, man. Let's go ahead and do our song of the week. We're gonna take a little music break. Do you have a song of the week this week?
And I do.
Okay.
You talk about
Hezekiah Walker. He Walks Within Me. Is this?
And this is why you need to be the first person to buy a Jesus Gang shirt, Jesus Christ Gang shirt, because you need the Lord to walk with you.
Hey,
that was not going to be my song.
Like I said, if y'all doing y'all job, he walking with me.
I am doing my job.
All right then. So that's all we need to know.
Nonetheless, as I was saying before I was rudely interrupted, we were talking about people dancing and stepping or whatever to different songs. My son is a member of an organization, and I just get chills all over my body when I see him step. And one of the songs that was the latest thing that they stepped to was Hot by Young Thug featuring Gunna and Travis Scott, and I actually kind of like it. So the music is hot, and the little routine they got to go with that song is definitely hot. So yeah, that's my song of the week.
Okay, well, my song of the week is this song right here. I mean, I never was a fan of this guy, you know what I'm saying, but this song right here kind of made me like dig into his catalog a little bit. Still was not a full fan of him because, you know, just something about him, man, but I respected him. But this song Phone Numbers by Wiz Khalifa, I really liked it. Maybe it was the beat, because I noticed he had I think it was Cushion OJ or something like that, or some mixtape, whatever mixtape this was on, Phone Numbers. That was the mixtape I listened to, because this dude I used to hang with, he was a big Wiz Khalifa fan, and he played the hell out of some Wiz Khalifa. So I ended up like, oh, okay, liking a few jams by the dude, man. I just didn't like the Black and Yellow and that little other song he had. He was all happy, cheery. Like, I just couldn't get down with that, man. But Phone Numbers by Wiz Khalifa is my song of the week. We'll listen to this music. We'll be right back. It's the Broadcast. Yatch.
I caught me one for my old girl. You think she my newest bitch, she my old girl. Khalifa, a younger nigga who handle his. Hoes get in my car, ask what the channel is. Ball shit, look that up, my nigga. I handle biz. On fire, like a candle is. Niggas be dressing off the mannequin. And I get fresh like where them cameras is. Better yet, sandwiches. Bad bitch, Spanish friends. Could've been the president. Rather be the man instead, yeah. Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions. Time is money, so I went and bought a Rolex. Time is money, so I went and bought a Rolex. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions.
Is something that's cola serving. Floating on water, my trunk is waving, I'm cola serving. Blowing faces, I'm shitting on them diamond invested. Time is money, peep the wrist, bitch, my time is invested. I'm still a king and I'm thugged out. Any block in the club, I flood it out. I ain't the one for competition, I'ma blow it out. I'm going hard, I don't ever plan on going out. I get money, probably something you don't know about. I stunned hard, you was sweating, I was showing out. They tell me get him, I got him, and I'ma throw him out. And back door on these phones that I was rolling out. While I'm in this machine, convert the top, tell them that the sky is the limit. With a foreign freak, she got a face in my lap so deep, you would think she was hiding it.
Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions. Time is money, so I went and bought a Rolex. Time is money, so I went and bought a Rolex. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions. I'm talking millions, nigga, I'm talking millions.
Shrimp, steak, liquor, and pasta. Real shit, wait. These niggas imposters. They deserve an Oscar. Kevin Costner, oh my gosh, sure. I got this and that and everything I want, like I got a hostage. Yeah, counting seven digits. No wonder why the money calling. Got your bitch panties, Niagara falling. Dollars come like I'm fucking the bank. I told them I could, they told me I can't. They want me to trip when I dunk in the paint. I'm popping champagne and I'm puffing on dank. Shining hard. Boy, these niggas gotta see me. My dick hard. Yo, bitch is easy.
Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. Now when I get paid, my checks be looking like phone numbers. I'm talking millions, nigga. I'm talking millions. I'm talking millions, nigga. I'm talking millions. Time is money, so I went and bought a Rolex. Time is money, so I went and bought a Rolex. I'm talking millions, nigga. I'm talking millions. I'm talking millions, nigga. I'm talking millions.
When it's hot, turn to the city, I broke all the notch. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and ain't no false. We call him Chaucer cause they gonna chop. Took her out of Phyllis cause her pussy pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock. Cartier, I'm the boss man in a suit with no tie. I can't be sober, I gotta stay high. Put me some syrup in the can and it's dry. Riding this special like Bunny and Clyde. Don't worry, baby, I keep me some fire. She need names and broken, she cannot decide. The ladies' Mercedes will go to surprise. Don't sleep on this lady, her pussy a prize. Digging her back while I'm gripping her side. Digging my back, this ain't regular size. We really fly, we like pelican guys. Bitch, you ain't slick, I can tell her disguise. Upgrade at my wrist, put a guess in the sky. She sing, I might sign her and change her whole life. I taught her to goggle and work on her eyes. Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke all the notch. Got some more millies, I keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it ain't no fights. We call them trusted, cause they gonna chop. Took her out of filers, cause her pussy pop. I run it like Nike, we got it on lock.
Get it, money, drink, kill, and it, burn, burn it, so nice. I don't want it, but it's for myself. I just passed it to the door, no one expected. I took the Billy cool back, then I hopped in the car. I quit the bitch in the front and the Billy in front of the driver. And man, shit that weedy can't smoke in the road, right? Wow, wow. I'm still double cut up, I'm drinking, I shoot off the tires, huh? I'm in a coupe by myself. I had to kick a door when I was five. Key to the awards on the shelf. Hostess is round in the fan. I'm sick and tired of these young niggas act like they fine and telling them lies. Acting like they the one created this and they get all this drip from my guys. Yeah, Cartier eyes, Cartier coke, Cartier ass to watch. Cartier love, Cartier to that. Cartier spec buffalo on the side. Prison cut diamonds, they Cartier, yeah. Cartier bad for the Cartier thot. Sky ring look cool with 200 to dash. Cartier jeans, ain't no way I can say. Ain't no way I'ma ever gon' go out. Man, I can't go out, no way I'ma go out. I just grip on her ass and I show out. I sit like a chop and I wait on a whole lot. I can whip up a new Chanel paddock. I whip it to bricks and I don't break the door out. Turn the whole top floor to a whole house. 100 racks and one through about the flood out.
Ooh.
Okay. Money, drink, kill, and it, burn, burn it, burn it, burn it, burn it. I don't wanna, but it's by myself. I just passed it to the door, like what it's been.
It's lit! I like the 504 boys, how I move through the lobby, babe. Since so 12, the flame been hot just to show you the time frame. 100 mil down on my desk, but I'm still up deciding. M's in my account to the truck in my driveway. I'm in that photo by myself. Know it's 100 more niggas outside. Know they gon' ride to the death. Had some good years, ain't no way I get tired. I gotta do what I feel. Every day Super Bowl, fuck it, oh well. I put a lot on myself. And then feel Richard Mill on like Odell.
Let's go. She slid ahead, now my business to grab a torpedo. I had to go back and legal my slides like I'm 13 and 0. So the baby, this not the remix, this the part of the sequel. No, we not living the same, we not making the same, we not equal. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Lil' mama can fly, had some troubles, put that shit in the sky. Thought the angels, know the devil will try. It's so hot, you thought Paris Hilton just said it. When we come out, we can't help but leave damage. At the party, Astro roll at the planet. Laid the map out, but they didn't understand it. When I'm home, know that I fuck on a Grammy. Yeah.
All right, man, we're back, man. Hope y'all enjoyed the music. It's Keep It 100 time. Queen Germ, do you have a Keep It 100?
Yes. My Keep It 100 is we only in the middle of January, and I thought from the number of posts that I've seen on social media at the end of last year that we really would have gotten a grip on this eyelashes thing.
100.
Now, I know I've probably talked about it before, but it just bears repeating. If you out here with these fake lashes, y'all need to say that for special occasions. It is not necessary, nor is it realistic, nor does it make any kind of good sense for you to want to plaster this on your face. And then you coming out here looking ridiculous. Like, I mean, I don't know how people take some of these people seriously when this person is talking to you, you're trying to conduct business, and your lashes are at an unrealistic length. It's one thing if you're doing something to, like, thicken them or something, but just full out having lashes that are I would say an inch or longer. It's just very dramatic. And, you know, real eyelashes are not even that long. Like, I don't think, I mean, like, even, you know, just going from the eyelid to the end of the curve of the eyelash, I don't think that would even be a centimeter. So I'm just not understanding. How do we get so carried away?
That shit ridiculous, bro. Like, your eye is, like, I'm telling you, man, they be walking around here with them heavy-ass eyelashes and big-ass eyelashes looking like...
I mean, and some of them done had all kind of, you know, reactions to the glue and all kind of old carrying on. So it's just like, to me, it's just not necessary.
So do they actually, like...
It's some of them that are...
Like, installed?
Well, they are, and they are very expensive, and that's why the people don't take them off. That's the thing that people don't get, is the fact that you spending money, like you spending $65 on some lashes. Mm. So you getting these mink lashes. They're not like individual pieces of hair, but it's a few clumped together. So sometimes it's just a few that they sticking on there to help full out yours. Now those, in many cases, are going to be a little more realistic look. But then a lot of people are wearing the strips. Mm-hmm. So if you wearing a whole strip, if it's starting to come up, because you got makeup on or you done been crying or whatever, it's starting to fold back up on you, then now you got that coming up and, you know what I'm saying, you got all this other stuff going on, but it's a strip. So when one end, the edge start coming up, you got to tack that back down with some glue, or you're going to be having something, you know, it's going to be hanging and you're going to be looking ridiculous. And I just feel like just doing it all together, if it's not a special occasion, it's not no need. You just look ridiculous. It's no need for you to have all that going on. So, I mean, that's my piece. Keep it 100. Let the lashes go.
Yes, leave them shits, lady. It's just ugly, bro. Nobody like them fucking shits.
Who is these motherfuckers that started
saying the big ass lashes was cute, bro? Like,
I told you, but you look ridiculous.
I told you, ladies with the cheap, when you get them cheap ones, like one of them little cheap ass dolls, the eye be like blinking and shit. Just when you hold the head down, you be looking like one of them. So, you know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, man. So, yes, leave the lashes alone, man. Might keep 100, man. So, I saw this video of Young Jock driving like a ride share. Like, he was the actual driver. If some new pull up and go, is there a little ride sharing service? I'm pretty sure it might have been an ad. I don't know. But knowing Young Jock, man, you know, he ain't, you know, good with the money, but I don't think he should be. Yeah, it probably was an ad. I take that back. So my keep 100 is, y'all niggas always got to be in the attention.
100.
Like, why? Like, I don't get it, bro. Because at first, I was caving for this man. Like, look, this man got to work with this ride-sharing service to make some extra money, man. Fuck it. You know what I'm saying? Like, because, hey, it's off-season. Love and Hip Hop Atlanta ain't on. Hey, the nigga might need some money. I'm never going to clown a man for working and trying to make money. But now that I think about it, that shit was probably staged. He was probably trying to, either was paid for that shit by the person, and you know, he jock a fool like that, and he'll probably play himself and do that. Like, yo, the nigga walking around with a fucking perm in his head. So him acting like he driving an Uber, and you know, that's probably not his car. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you're right. It was an ad, man. I take that back. So my keep 100 is, y'all stop with this fucking attention seeking shit, bro. Like, this shit is fucking disgusting, man. This fucking disgusting. Everybody is in love with the attention. I see how people, you put up a picture on Instagram. If you don't get the amount of likes, you take the picture down. You worry about how many people view this and how many people follow this nigga. You live your life for fucking social media. You don't live your life for yourself, man. Stop with the fucking attention, man. Y'all niggas need to understand, like, that shit ain't real, man. Shit is not real, bruh. Shit is phony. I mean, oh, he popping on the gram. He popping on the gram. Why wouldn't you want to be popping in real life? Fuck, popping on.
They stupid. I mean, like, that's what people do.
Popping on the gram. That's stupid. They would do
everything to what other people say. He popping
on Twitter. But the nigga in real life, he ain't got no fucking kind of social skills because he just witty with his fucking thumbs. Because he can type real shit, real fit, put up a nice little gif. You know, he real funny. Ha ha. But in real life, the nigga's a cornball. He's a nerd. You know what I'm saying? She's funny on Twitter. She funny on Twitter, but in real life, you know what I'm saying, she ain't funny. Like, a lot of people say women are not funny.
I know I'm hilarious.
And you know what I'm saying? So, you know,
I cracks the people up.
Oh, you think so?
Oh, I know so. Like, I mean, all generations.
Okay. That's what's up. I appreciate that.
I mean, I try to keep it calm at the job because, you know, I don't want people to know how I cut up. You know, a couple of them know me outside of work, so it's cool. But for those who don't, I try to keep it above board. But sometimes, you know, I have to give the people what they want.
I got you. So that's my Keep It 100, man. Y'all stop being phony and flexing and doing shit for attention, man. I really don't like it. But if it was an ad, it was just an ad. I mean, I'm pretty sure it's going to be a whole bunch of ride sharing services popping up because, you know, I mean, everybody's trying to make money now.
Yeah. Uber, everybody need a dollar.
Uber and Lyft can't just dominate the market. You know what I'm saying? It should be a free market for everybody to use their cars and Google Maps to make an app. Yeah, man. Winner or loser time, man. You got any winners?
And yes, I do. My winner is LSU, who are the national champions.
Winner.
And I want to go a little bit further than that because I thought he was going to say something with the hard breathing. The thing is, King Jerm don't think I know anything about sports.
I never said that.
He be hating on me sometimes. I'll say sometimes then. But the fact is, I called it and I told him what it was going to be. He talked trash to me. He's like, okay. So do you know that Clemson is defending their championship? I said, I'm well aware of that. I said, but it doesn't matter. LSU is going to win tonight. He kept talking trash, throwing out some stats and blah, 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 blah. And when I woke up, I saw that they won. So, I went to bed, and I saw the people won. He didn't even have the decency to say, you know what, you were right. He didn't say anything. He wanted to act as if it did not happen. I had to Google it for myself to see that they had won. Now, ain't that some stuff?
I mean, hey, congratulations, LSU. Y'all won the title. Blah, blah, blah. Fuck Joe Burrow. I'm going to go ahead and say that right now. Fuck Joe Burrow.
Really? Fuck him?
Yeah, fuck that nigga, man. And then, you know what I mean? Hey, look, LSU, enjoy your season. It's all coming crashing down because, A, Joe Brady just took a job with the NFL. So this offensive coordinator, he's gone. Joe Burrow's gone. The wide receiver's gone. The running back's gone. So y'all motherfuckers y'all ain't going to have shit next year. Okay? And then what's up with Odell Beckham handing out money at the game? Like, that shit legal. You can't do that, Odell. What the fuck? So, yeah, man. So, shout out to y'all. Like, that would be funny if y'all get y'all shit stripped for that shit. I would love that shit. I would love that shit. Because we living in the climate now where people are so fast to say, oh, it's the greatest. Oh, this might be the greatest team of all time. No, my nigga, stop it. The game was just last fucking night. Stop it. Cool out. Give it some time. Like, they outscored. Like, they can't be the greatest team of all time where, you know, I mean, I hate to say this, but 2013 Florida State scored 3 less points than the LSU in one less game. Like, LSU played 15 games. Florida State played 14. Scored 3 less points. Come on, man. So, you know, not the cape for them nose ever. I just hate when people, I was in an argument last night, you know what I'm saying, with somebody already. I was just like, yo, man, it's not the greatest team all time. But that's another story for another day. My winners is Chipotle.
Winner.
Chipotle is my winner, not for having delicious food, not for having, you know, fast service, if you can say that. But Chipotle staff can call a nurse to prove they're not hungover. So, if you call into Chipotle, they have a number for you to call. If you want to call a nurse, she can check on you to make sure you're not hungover because Chipotle, once the nurse validates that it's not a hangover and you're really sick, then we pay for the day off to get healthy again. So, they say you don't have to call a nurse if you're taking a sick day, she's stressed. All employees who call off sick for any reason receive paid time off. So, they said it was part of the Mexican restaurant chain's strict new safety practices following a series of health scares, including a norovirus outbreak among customers in Virginia, caused just one sick employee coming to work. Wow. An outbreak started because of one person. Like today, I went and got a sausage biscuit.
Did you?
Yes. And the lady said, oh, I think I'm coming down with the flu. I said, hold on, let me go get my money out the car. I went to my car, I jumped on my car and rolled the fuck off.
And I don't blame you.
Because I was like, how the fuck are you going to sit there, you fucking with my food, and say, oh, I think I'm coming down with the flu. Oh, shit, really? Well, let me, oh, shit, let me go to my wallet and get my car. Pew, I bolted out that motherfucker. You not finna get me sick. Oh, hell no. So shout out to Chipotle. They are holding themselves to a higher standard. You get paid if you call in. If you just say you sick.
I get sick once a month. You know they are.
They be like, King Jermis, you take the 11th off every month. Oh, I do? Strange. Didn't know.
Body just knows when it's time.
Yeah. Man. So, got any losers?
Yeah, I'm going to say the fans, some of the fans don't know how to, you know, just respect the fact that, okay, if my team won, because I am saying LSU my winners, but if you are LSU fans and you rude and nasty about it, you're doing too much.
Loser.
Oh, no, they LSU fans are nasty. And they smell like corn dogs.
Because my kid went to school today. Mm-hmm. She ain't know about nobody game. She happened to put on a orange polo shirt that had a blue polo man on it. Mm-hmm. Before she could get into school, good, somebody say, you know Clemson sucks. And she looking like, what Clemson? Are you talking about?
She's like, who is Clemson? Like, who, I don't know him. Like,
yeah, what is that? What is that?
I don't listen to them.
And like, somebody said something to her about the Florida Gators. And so she looking like, what? Like, you know, and then so they tell her, the Clemson person tells her, you know they lost last night, right? She was like, it's just an orange shirt. I wanted to wear my orange Crocs with. I don't understand. So she is all confused. And, like, these kids is really trying to give her the business. And she didn't really act like she had no clue. It probably would have been some problems. And I'm just like, y'all some kids. Like, you don't have to come for nobody. Like, she couldn't choose to put, even if she put on a Clemson shirt. Mm. If that's what the hell she wore to school today, you might want to fall back. And, I mean, I've seen a lot of people who are actually LSU fans on my social media. And y'all is wilding and cutting up big time. So I really wouldn't want to have to deal with y'all right now because everybody feeling themselves right now. But I did. I was rooting for them. But just calm it down. Don't need too much confrontation, especially when it comes to my kids. So loser, people who win and act poorly would be my losers.
Mm. Well, my losers goes a little something like this. All right, so I was online reading a story, and this lady, she is a, the story goes like this. One man's epic rant over a woman not being able to afford Red Lobster.
Loser.
All right, so this lady, she said, do you see how disrespectful niggas are? I've done nothing but do everything for this man. Helped him get business and take him food or whatever he needs when he's struggling, and because I can't, this time, this is how he comes at me. So, I'm going to go ahead and read the text message. It's kind of hilarious. So, she said, we're making dinner right now. So, she showed some pictures. It was like some tacos or something like that. He said, we're making this. She said, we're making this. Do you want this? I know you're craving Red Lobster, but I also don't have much money after paying my bills. And it would just be easier on me. He says, don't ask me what I want to eat, then tell me to pick something else ever again. She said, I don't like the way you talk to me at all. I'm offering to get you food and going out of my way to do so. I also get you what you want. I'm sorry, this time I can't. I'm not your bitch, and if that's how you want to try and treat me, I'll be quick to be out. Nah, I'm cool. You heard what I said. Don't try to play a position you're not fit for then. I told you I wanted to eat. If you're a problem, then be out then. You're clearly not on my level and can't support... can't afford to support a man of my caliber.
And who is this idiot?
This is, I guess, some dude. And then he said, any woman who would expect a king to lower his standards just because it's coming from her is delusional. My quality of life would not decrease because you want me to be grateful for less than I deserve as hard as I work. You're saying you're not my bitch, like that's not your intention. It's funny. You can't handle the top position, so don't apply for the job. Stay mopping the floors. Oh, shoot. This nigga spitting them facts. He said, I know you're not financially stable. You don't have your own shit. You're not where I'm at physically, mentally, spiritually, or financially. So how does it suck for me to lose someone who is far from on my level? Explain that. You can't even get me a $50 meal, but ask me what I wanted. You think I haven't heard women grab me you think I haven't had women grab me Red Lobster before? You want to be the one that's close to me, but you're right. You're not the one for me. I don't even know why you try if you know you're not in my league. You're delusional. He said, find a man, that's where you're at. That's why we're friends, because I know you're not my type. You have to qualify to be with a man that does as much as me. If you win me over, then you win me over. But asking me what I want and bailing on it after agreeing is not the way into my life.
He's clearly an idiot.
You want me to be grateful with less when I can have more? Is that what you think I deserve? Let me tell you, I know I deserve to eat Red Lobster. I ate it 4 times a week last year. You are not cut out of the position, period. You are not cut out for the position, period. Don't ever tell me it sucks for me to lose you like you're the prize. You sound goofy trying to defend yourself with nothing to support your theory. And don't ever tell me no if I tell you what I have a taste for. I'm not your bitch. That's exactly why you're not my bitch. You can't be my bitch. You're broke. Get a new job, then come holler at me. You can't even afford a fucking meal. This nigga going in.
He's an idiot and he needs to be stopped.
And guess how long they've been talking?
2 days.
A month or so.
Yeah, no.
She said, this wasn't some long abusive relationship. The few times I went over, I would ask if he was hungry or needed anything. It wasn't like I was trying to give him special treatment.
I mean, my thing is, that's when you say, I would like something from Chick-fil-A, Zaxby's. I mean, you ain't been with me long enough for you to be talking about, I'm going and order no $50 worth of food and it's just for you. Nigga, please, you trying to let me feed you and your girlfriend, side chick, whoever. And probably, if I bring you food tonight, you get enough shit, you can take it to work tomorrow. You the bum. Mm-hmm. You the broke nigga, because you trying to pimp somebody, a woman, to bring you food. And you telling me $50 worth of food a day, and you talking about you did this for 4 days a week? First of all, Red Lobster ain't even that good.
That nigga said,
I don't give a damn what city you live in.
That nigga said Red Lobster, bruh. I'm with Oregon, man. Oregon niggas, man. Y'all Oregon niggas be wild, bruh. Good gracious. So, you my loser dude, man, for loving Red Lobster that much, man, because that's fucking disgusting.
You can't afford Red Lobster if you got to do all that, is all I'm saying.
That nigga told her, look, I bet you, he treated her like, she looked like, she said she mixed, but she looked like a white girl. Mm. He probably treated her just like that. He was like wild and like, yo, you can't afford a nigga like me. This nigga, you're not on my level. This nigga, you can't even like, bring
you
me.
You ain't on my level. He, you ain't on no level.
He said, you can't even bring me a $50 meal. Like, nigga.
When I want it. Ask me what I wanted.
How often you want a $50 meal? Like, how you ask me what I want and tell me, like, hey.
And you got to have, like, 4 different women bring you this $50 meal, because anyway, in the world, I fix nobody. I go to no store and buy no damn $50 worth of.
I buy $50 worth of seafood and cook it for your
ass. Exactly. And we eat all that for the day and tomorrow.
You'd be like, oh, look, nah. Oh, they had some special. They had some fresh shrimp today. Oh, word. I'll be making Cheddar Bay biscuits and everything at the crib. She wouldn't know the difference. She'd be like, oh, he bought me Red Lobster. They'd be like, man, nigga, I just took
You made them at the house.
Yes, sir.
And they actually taste good.
They do?
I've made them before.
Oh, okay. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's winners, that's losers. Do you have any shout outs?
And you know I do. I want to shout out Pam and the fam, the Johnson 5, the Lunch Crew, and anybody representing the 912. That's Savannah, Georgia, y'all. I represent my city, nigga.
She represents her
Talk,
city.
Talk, say your shit.
Nigga.
That's what you do. Shout I don't need no echo. Fuck that.
Shout out to Be Easy. It's all right. GQ Blue, Short T.
Short T.
Ruler myself, Rick James, bitch, RT3, Pepe J from B-More, Steph from B-More, Stacks, MJ Money 9S, Jay Williams, shout out to Light Skin Kanye, Drew from DC, Gerard from Boston, anybody over that site to fuck with the kid, shout out to the good brother 12 Cal, the 12 Cal podcast, y'all go over there, check him out, shout out to Dr. Brazel, Dr. Brazel Network, Don't forget, always go over there, check him out. You got the good brother, Dr. Cam. You got the disrespectful motherfucking MJ. And then you got K-Law, the truck driver over there. Go check them out. See the Thirsty 100 just drop. And you know what I'm saying? So y'all thirsty niggas, go over there and check that out. Shout out to the Something Like Podcast, the Humbly Arrogant Show, the Two Smart Dummies, Laugh Line Sports, the Forget That Yo. Who else? And any other podcast that fuck with us, man. Shout out to y'all, man. Shout out to AP. Shout out to Dragon Lady. Shout out to what does she call herself? The Queen of the Hood Boogers. Shout out. Hey, man. And shout out to anybody that fuck with us. Shout out to the black farmers. Shout out to all the black farmers out there. You know, I was made aware that a certain podcast shouted out black farmers. I mean, just farmers. And we didn't shout out the farmers. So shout out to all the black farmers out there. Because, hey, without them, you love to eat, don't you? That's the motto. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the black farmers. And shout out to anybody that fuck with us the long way, the short way, or no way at all. Shout out to y'all, man. Well, another good show in the books, man. Queen Jern, Rachel's show.
I guess I gotta give it a 7.9. I don't feel like I was doing so good today.
Wow, man, 7.9. Well, you know, I'ma say I give it an 8.8, man. I feel good about everything, you know. Nice, lot of smooth transitions, man. Good topics, man. And you know, not bad for episode 388. Yeah. 12 away from 400. Wow, 12 away from 400. Episode That's 388. Amazing. Yeah, man. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? So, man, I had a good time, man. As always, don't forget to call a voicemail at 347-201-2572. Call a voicemail. We'll play it. You know what I'm saying? Leave it. We'll play it. Don't forget about a Patreon. You can join for as little as a dollar. You get exclusive behind-the-scenes content. You know, got the other podcast, 12 Hood Minutes. You know what I'm saying, over there. You know, then we got the other stuff. So, you know, go check that out. Don't forget to share it, like it, rate it. You know, tell a friend. You know what I'm saying? Go tell your grandma. You know what I'm saying? When you go to church, you know what I'm saying?
I think your grandma want to hear that.
Make an announcement at the church about the podcast. Since everybody podcast and say, you know, it ain't for the saints. It's for the saints and the sinners. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I think that's what we can say another one of our little AKs A for the shows is Saints and the Sinners. Our show is for the Saints and the Sinners. So, yeah, man. Well,
God have mercy.
It's time to get out of here. It's getting late, man.
It is.
Yes. So, someone one more thing to say? This is your boy, King Germ.
And this your girl, Queen Germ.
And it's the Frocast. And we out this bitch, man. Peace.
Peace.
That's the end of the show. Go to nappyafro.com for more information. Or not. It's your loss. NappyAfro.com